Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello to you, and of course, a big welcome. As December begins, bringing this season of, for me, reflection and togetherness, I love the month of December. I want to welcome you wherever you are in the world, whether you're tuning in from close by here, somewhere in Europe, or whether you are somewhere on the other side of the world. This episode from Stressed for Authentic Success. As your host, Danielle Sachs, I am diving into a topic today that may touch your life as much as it is touching mine. It may touch your life directly or through someone you love. The subject of today is dementia. And dementia isn't a specific disease, but it's rather a group of symptoms that affect memory, thinking, social abilities, and it often truly profoundly alters the daily life of the person involved and their environment. It's a condition, and I want to stress this to you, it's a condition that impacts not just the individual, but everyone around them. With over 55 million people worldwide living with dementia, and that number is expected to double by 2050. Can you believe it? This is a subject that resonates deeply across all borders. And because you listeners out there are everywhere in the world, I want to talk to you about this subject today. And to you, the one listening right now, whether you're seeking understanding, comfort, or just a way maybe to navigate the stress of this disease, this episode is for you. And I'm going to give you a quote in this intro, because there's a quote that states, "The person with dementia is not the only one who suffers. It's a disease that changes everyone connected to them." And I could not agree more, because behind the diagnosis are human stories, all about individuals navigating that loss of identity and independence. And I, for one, see it with my own mom of 88 years old. The loved ones and caregivers are also feeling and managing an immense stress that this disease brings to our lives. And today I am so excited because we are joined by an expert on dementia to uncover the person behind the diagnosis, to explore the emotional impact on families, and share how we can foster understanding and compassion. And I do believe that is the most important thing, understanding and compassion. So Pete Hill, my guest of today, spent 30 years as an environmental health practitioner before joining the Alzheimer's Society in 2018, where he managed six-weekly activity groups for people living with dementia in the community. And since then, he admits his outlook on life has completely changed. His duties involved all those managing all those groups for living with dementia in the community. And when his contract ended in 2018, Pete Hill decided to combine his interest in dementia with his lifelong love of radio. That's when he started the D Word on this platform, UK Health Radio, as he was very, very shocked that nobody had taken up that idea. As I say, this show is hosted on this exact platform, UK Health Radio, and it's already, I think, in its fifth year, approaching about 250 episodes. I'm close to that. I think I'm around 200 episodes. So we're close to each other. And I really appreciate Pete Hill. So I want to ask you to stay with me, because after this little break, we are going to have an authentic and deep human conversation with Pete Hill about a subject that affects us all. Oh, yes. I'll talk to you just now after this little break.
sensation that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. After this little break, I am so excited to talk to my guest today. Welcome, Pete Hill.
Thank you, Danielle. It's a real pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, you are a colleague of mine on this amazing platform, UK Health Radio. So can you tell me a little bit about you with your show, The D Word? Explain to anyone listening, why did you call that show The D Word? What about The D Word?
Okay, well, the D Word came about. I worked for the Alzheimer's Society here in the UK for a couple of years, having been involved in public health for my career. So it was a bit of a career change. And I was managing groups of people living in the community with dementia. And we would have six groups, it was, over the course of a week. And basically, the groups were activity groups. So we did activities, fun things. And they were all based in community halls. And most community halls here in the UK, you have a hall, and just outside the hall, you have a lobby. And carers and loved ones would bring our group members to the lobby. And I used to say to people, you know, the one word we don't mention when we go inside that hall? And they used to look at me, and I used to say the D word. And they said, oh, well, why is that? And I said, well, there's a room full of people living with dementia in that room. Why does it have to be Dennis with dementia and Iris with dementia? Mm-hmm. Because to me, they are just Dennis and Iris.
Yes.
So why do we need to mention that D word once we get beyond the threshold into the hall? And when I thought about a title for the radio programme, I thought, well, wait a minute, I think I've hit upon a title there, because it is the D word. And part of the thing about the D word as well is it's something people don't feel comfortable talking about. And when we don't feel comfortable talking about things, we tend to shorten them as well.
Yes.
Cancer used to be the C word.
C word.
You've probably gone away from that a little bit now. And dementia still is very much the D word.
Okay. Oh, beautiful. So tell me a little bit about your personal story, if I can ask you that question. How is there any dementia in your family? How did you actually become so passionate about it?
It's a really interesting one and question. As you know, I get asked quite a lot. In terms of dementia and family history, there's very little.
Okay.
My grandmother lived till she was 101. And in her last couple of years, it was probably now looking back, she had early stages of dementia. But, you know, until she was 98, I would say, she was sharp as a button. So
wow.
There's no real history there. But when I look back on my history, I first started on radio 40 years ago as a volunteer on a hospital radio service in a large psychiatric hospital here in the UK in North London. And during that time, when I first arrived there, I got taken into a ward, and the ward was high ceiling, peeling paint, very Victorian. And in that ward, we're talking early 80s here, there were probably seven or eight people who were sitting in a circle around the TV. And for those of that can kind of equate back to those times, TVs weren't quite as sophisticated as they are
I
now.
remember.
And sometimes you used to get a technical term, but it was the vertical hold used to go, which basically meant the picture flipped over about every 30 seconds. And these eight people were just looking at this TV with a picture flipping over every 30 seconds. And I said to a nurse there, I was a teenager at the time, so, what's going on here? And the nurse just said, oh, they're all geriatrics. And it was left at that. And as I left the ward, in the corner, there was a lady who was probably 20 years younger than all the people sitting around the TV. And I thought, oh, I wonder what she's doing here. That lady was Catherine, and I spent 16 years at the hospital. Catherine used to phone me up and request songs. And, I got quite friendly. We became friends. And it wasn't fast forward until 2016 when I started to look into dementia to join the Alzheimer's Society that I realized Catherine had early onset dementia. And all those people sitting around the TV also had dementia. And when I joined the Alzheimer's Society, I had a big gap in the middle. I'd started a family, I got a house, I'd moved out of London, etc. And I suddenly realized, wait a minute, there's a bit of a calling here because I didn't really start this in 2016 when I joined the Alzheimer's Society. I started this in the early 1980s in North London.
Beautiful.
And it wasn't until that time that the two things came together. So I guess that's my sort of dementia history and in
So,
working.
did I understand well that you, because you were calling it a calling? Is
Yeah,
it to
almost.
you a form of a calling, that something that you have to do here in this world, like a purpose?
It was sort of. It was sort of, well, you're actually meant to be involved in this. It was a strange moment when I put it all together, to be honest. And 2 years with the Alzheimer's Society, I mean, I know your show is stress based. And I tell you, one of the most stressful days I ever had in my life was the first time that I actually led a group at the Alzheimer's Society. Because I'm standing in the lobby outside this hall, inside the hall, there's 18 people living with dementia. And I'm thinking, what am I going to do? I have no idea. Now, I've done radio for, hundreds of thousands of people. I've done national radio, etc. But I was more nervous and more stressed standing in that lobby than I ever have been. And then suddenly, again, there was almost like a little angel in my shoulder that said, "Well, just go in there and be yourself." So, and I
That's
did
the
go in.
secret. Just be yourself, huh?
I guess, and I found, people can probably tell from the accent, I'm a London lad. A lot of the people within that room, I was in Essex, they were all people who'd come out of London. I like my sport, I like my music, I like history. And suddenly I realised I've got so much in common with these people. And all the stress, boom, just disappeared.
Wow. Now, when we talk about stress regarding dementia, because I'm sure that some listeners, I mean, we have here listeners all over the world globally. If somebody is listening and knowing that their loved ones, mom, dad, whatever, suffers with dementia, what to you has been your experience in knowing so much about this D word? What for you has been what is the stress around that for when your loved one has dementia?
Oh, it's unbelievable. In terms of stress as a carer, it takes many forms. The first form is obviously watching the person that you've loved and known for a long period of time, sometimes all your life, change because they are suddenly inhabiting a different world
I agree.
to the one that you're in. And one of the keys for people as carers of dementia, and carers always tell me, said, I have to enter into my loved one's world. I have to enter into
Yes.
their world because they're finding it very difficult and very stressful for them to look at the world that they were in and see how the world changed. And suddenly it's almost like, you're being blasted off and cast onto another
I
planet.
agree. I
And
agree.
you've got to get used to that world around you. Imagine how stressful that is. And also, you've got your loved one who at this moment is back on Earth looking up at you, thinking, I really don't know what's going on up there and what's happening. And so that's obviously a great stressor. And the other stressor for carers is just the day-to-day that you have to do.
Say that again, Dev.
It's just the day-to-day living that
Yes.
you have to do.
Yes.
Looking after someone with dementia can be unpredictable. And again, it's this whole thing about not understanding their world and what they're going through, and how much stress that puts on you as a carer, because suddenly that person you may have worked in, if it's husband and wife, you've worked in partnership all your life, whereas suddenly they are absolutely dependent on you.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, as I said, just before the interview, to me, one of the most stressful things is to see the, I'm not calling it the change. You call it the change, but it's the shift, as you say, in another world, because they can't even remember what they've eaten at lunchtime. They can't even remember. There's certain things that you feel in your conversation with them, in your connection with them, that you have to do really an effort to go and empathize in that world. That's what you were explaining. But can I ask you something? Because hasn't that learned you a lesson that? That's what I feel now talking to you. And it's actually something that gives me goosebumps. Isn't that something that we could learn from this dementia that we could do with anyone in our world? Going into their world and doing an effort to see their perception, their world. To me, it's actually quite interesting. I'm just finding this now, while we're talking, how we could almost treat every single person we are in connection with a different world, like a dementia. Can you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's all about communication,
Yes.
and
But people are
that's
always
the
in
key.
their world. That's what I'm saying. I find it so interesting that you give that example because why is it so difficult for us to go into the other person's world?
We live in a very complicated time. Technology is allowing me to talk to you,
Yes.
and it simplified things, but technology can also go in the opposite direction and make things very complicated. Here in the UK, we have a concept of dementia-friendly communities.
Okay.
And my answer to dementia-friendly communities is that can't we just drop the word dementia and make it a friendly community? Because it'd be easier for all of us, because it'd be
Yes.
easier for all of us to
Yes.
communicate.
Yes.
And so that,
That's what I feel I needed to bring up here. Yeah, I agree.
There are certain things, obviously, with dementia that you would look at. There's some really simple tips with dementia, okay,
Okay.
because people living with dementia, their visual acuity is altered. So if you
Yes.
put a dark mat outside your shop in the high street, the person with dementia will look at that dark mat and they will not be able to recognize it's a dark mat. They will think it's a hole in the pavement.
Oh,
And
is
that's
it? That's interesting.
a
Yeah.
really simple example of how
Wow.
we can make a dementia-friendly community. Don't do that.
Wow. Wow. So, what have you learned through your journey? Is there a lesson that you've implemented for yourself that you find, an insight, an awareness, a life philosophy, something that in this journey that you've learned for yourself?
I think I've learned for myself, and going, it's almost, appertaining to what you were saying a minute ago. Everyone is different. And there's a saying in, dementia world, as I call it, if you met one person living with dementia, you've met one person living with dementia. And one of my great frustrations with the subject is, and particularly the media do this, they put everybody in the same box. Whereas, I've got really good friends who are living with dementia. I can talk to them about different subjects. They're all different. They've got different backgrounds. Dementia gives you different symptoms. And so, one thing I have learned is that to once, almost celebrate the differences. It's great that everybody's different, but also be aware that everybody is different and do not try and put everybody in that same box.
And how would you say, can you give us a little story or something or an example of someone that you've known with dementia that how this evolves and how, how, because what is the prognosis actually? Can you die from dementia?
It's the biggest killer in the
Is it?
UK,
Is it?
which is it's a fact not a lot of people know. And
So
yeah,
it does kill you in the long run, like slowly but surely.
I don't enter too much into science in the show because there's a lot of people that know a lot more about it than I do, but. Generally, I know some people that have been diagnosed. A lovely lady called Agnes, who lives in Scotland, who was diagnosed in 2006, and I spoke to Agnes last year. So we're looking, 16,
15 years later,
17 years afterwards, and Agnes and I will still talk the way you and I talk. I know other people. I know other people who have been diagnosed, and within 2 or 3 years, they've reached the final stage of dementia. So, there is so much we don't know in terms of the condition and why that happens. But the one thing I can say about communication and communicating with people is going back to what you're saying, and it's finding out their interests. And talking to them about their interests. There's no point in talking to someone living with dementia about dementia. What's the point? I'm a big football fan, soccer, as they call it in the US, and I make great connection with some of the guys on the groups that I manage through that.
I agree, yeah, of
And
course.
I'll tell you one story that I had one guy, and I've got a collection of old football annuals that go back to the 1950s. And one morning, I thought, when I go into the group, some of the guys might like a look at this. So I
Of
took this
course.
football annual, and I gave it. I put it in front of one of the guys, and he's turning the pages over, and he stops at one picture. And for those that know football, they'll know this name. I apologise for those people that don't. There's a picture of a guy called Brian Clough. Okay, and Brian Clough was a prominent football manager here in the UK and also a player previously. And the guy looked up at me and he said, I marked him, played against him 6 times. And I went, did you? He said, yeah, played against him. I played for Leyton Orient against him 6 times. He never scored against me. And suddenly,
Oh, wonderful.
world opened up around this particular group member, and not only me, because the people sitting beside him suddenly went, "Did you? What, really?" And this whole conversation happened just out showing one picture.
Is that an advice that you would give to the loved ones as well who are listening and who have a person they love with dementia? Is that what you're saying? Going into their world, looking for connections, like things that are their passion or their hobby, or is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's absolutely massive. There's another brilliant organization called Playlists for Life. And Playlists for Life basically say to you, well, produce a bunch of songs that is your playlist for life. And not necessarily those songs you think, oh, that's a marvelous guitar solo, or that's the best bit of music I've ever heard, but those songs that actually resonate and bring back memories.
Okay, of
And again,
course.
that's another big one with people. That
Music.
one of my other group members, I really connected with music, because she was of a generation, 60s, and she used to go to a place in London called Tottenham. And she used to watch a group called the Dave Clark Five, who were around the same time as the Beatles. You know, pretty
Okay.
big. Very big in the US, and we connected immediately through music.
Of course, how special, hey? That's one of the reasons why sports, music, theater, there's a lot of things like that, art, certain art that gives you a connection. If you know that the other person has been involved in that, it's an immediate connection. So thank you for that example. Now, what is your intention with the show and with your knowledge and all your experience in dementia? What is actually your long-term intention with this? Is there any project or anything that you want to do with this?
I don't think my intentions changed since the beginning. My
Okay.
intention at the beginning was very simple, and that was to get people talking. So if somebody listens to the D word and they go away and they talk about something,
Oh,
then
great.
that's great, job done. I think what's developed over the past 5 years is also the fact that I've come into contact with a lot of people in small charities who are doing an amazing job,
Job.
but find it difficult to get the word out there. Because the large charities are great, don't get me wrong, but they've all got PR people that do that for them. Whereas, you know, I'm talking very small charities who don't have that ability to get
Those
the word out there,
volunteers who
and
do day by
volunteers.
day, that's amazing. I agree. So is it your intention to bring those also more into your show and give them a bit of recognition?
Yeah, I think, you know, generally, you know, I think that's what we do. One of the long-term goals, and I don't know whether I'll ever achieve this, was to have a co-presenter who was living with dementia. Now,
Maybe we can reach out and say anyone who is listening or has a loved one that would be, would come into, and don't you think it's a good message to give out there in this show? Please.
Absolutely. You know, I've had a lot of people living with dementia on the show, I've talked to. I've got, you know, good friends living with dementia. I've got a couple in mind, and it's a sort of project I wanted to work towards, because as we've said at the beginning, you know, it is like being on a different planet, and I can only imagine through
That's true.
talking to people what it's like.
But
I
we don't,
cannot.
we're not there. We're
We're
not,
not
we,
there.
no, we're not there.
And I think
I agree.
one of the frustrations with the subject as well is the way people with living dementia are treated, because people don't take the time to say, what do you want? What is it like for you? And a lot of my
That's a big
friends,
question,
yeah, a lot
Pete.
of my friends living with dementia feel things are done to them rather than they being asked what they want.
I agree. But
And
isn't
that's.
that a little bit what is been done in for anyone old age sitting in a home or sitting in a, it's all presented to them and things are done to them, but nobody's really, really asking the question, what is it for you and what do you want? I think that's quite a general for the old age challenge.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You know, I've got a good friend who said to me when I first met him, he said, "Don't talk about what I can't do anymore. Concentrate on what I can still do." And that's always stuck with me, because in the time that, you know, I was doing my groups, I learned as much from the people that I was with every week as I learned about the condition of dementia.
I agree.
Because I got another strange story, but the pub game Dominoes that people might be aware of, I had absolutely no idea about how to play Dominoes till I met Ron. And Ron sat me down. Ron was living with dementia. He said, "This is how we do it, Pete." And Ron taught me how to play Dominoes. So don't ever write anybody off living with
Oh,
dementia. They
beautiful.
can teach you things.
Oh, beautiful. So, just to finish off, I just want to talk to you personally. Is there a quote, Pete, a statement that you live by in your own life? Maybe that has been inspired by, being in the dementia world, but is there a quote or a statement that you live by?
I think I just used it actually. The don't concentrate on what I can't do, concentrate on what I can do. And I think
Wow.
that's everyone, it doesn't matter what stage of dementia, everyone can be reached and everyone can contribute to community. You've just got to find out that key. And that I think is the major thing for me of all
I
of it.
really want to say thank you for giving me
Thank
that
you.
sentence, and I'll tell you why, because it's like that with stress as well. If you are going to focus on what you can't do, what you can't, don't have, what is not working in your life, that's what brings stress. If you think about not being good enough and not, looking at your own possibilities, potential, what is, what you have in you, what you still can do. I mean, after my fracture now with my two wrists, in Bali, I had an accident, and we are so many months later now, and there are still big things that I can't do. No pronation with, no turning with my wrist, or the right one. I can hardly write. But if I think about what I can't do, I am so stressed. But if I think of the and I am grateful for what I still can do, that it is not worse than what is presented to me, then I'm in a totally different energy. So thank you for that, because it goes for everything in our life.
And I think you've summed a lot of the things up, but in terms of dementia, it's life. We're not, we're not talking about this horrible D word subject that nobody wants to mention. And I guess the other one I would want to mention is find humor
Oh,
whenever you can,
yes.
because a lot of people looked at me when I said, well, I used to, go into a room 16, 18 people living with dementia, and we had some of the most fun times that I've ever had in my life. And people used to look at me, well, are you supposed to laugh with people living with dementia?
Of
Well, I
course.
tell you what, people living with dementia have got some of the best
Best
sense of
humor.
the humour that I have ever come across.
Oh, that is a beautiful one to end with. Now, Pete, one last word about this conversation, or one last little sentence or message you want to give to anyone listening to this show?
Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity, first of all. It's been great to be here, and I just hope people will have an open mind when it comes to the D word. Have an open mind, and people are people. Doesn't matter whether they're living with dementia, whether they're living with stress, whatever. Just treat people like people.
Well, I want to thank you, Pete, for the work you do, for the inspiration you bring into the world, and the awareness that you are rising in the world about the D word. But because you talk about the D word, let's be honest, you talk about a lot of these. It's about Alzheimer's, it's about cancer, it's about, so it's not just about the D word. So I just want to thank you so much for this little conversation. I really appreciate it. And anyone, how can people get hold of you? If they, I know, you have the show, and I'll talk about the show, in after this little break. But anything you want to say to the people if they want to reach out to you, like, for example, a co-presenter, how does he do that, or she?
Absolutely. Probably the easiest way is the email, which is
Okay.
twradio@gmail.com.
Yeah, and I'm sure they can find that on the website as well. And on your, when they go onto the platform, UK Health Radio, on the website, they probably can see that. So thank you so much, Pete. I really enjoyed this little conversation. Thank you for what you do, for who you are. And I'll be back to the audience just now after this little break.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet, mix with water, and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
back. And this was such a beautiful, honest, deep, touching conversation. It gave me goosebumps. And this is the outro. So we are wrapping up today's episode of this show, From Stress to Authentic Success. But I really trust that this conversation has shed some light on the importance of seeing beyond the diagnosis of dementia. You heard Pete Hill speak and myself, how important it is, because while the disease may affect memory, cognition, all these things, it does not erase the person's identity, history, or their capacity to feel love and connection. So it is essential to remember that a label like dementia does not define a person. It's just one part of their story. The human behind the diagnosis remains, with their dignity, emotions, and a need for meaningful relationships. I see it with my mom every time we connect with each other. And so with this Christmas season just around the corner in this month of December, this is an opportunity for you and I to reflect how we are going to engage with older family members or even friends, especially those facing challenges like dementia. And instead of focusing on what they might have lost, let's celebrate the moments of connection we can still share. And there's the question we can ask them: what is it that you want or need? What is it for you? And look at what they still can do. Have an open mind, because people are people and we want to be treated like that. That's what Pete and I talked about a lot. It's about simple acts of kindness, a warm conversation, a shared memory, or even just sitting together in comfortable silence. That's sometimes the only thing they want. It can mean the world to someone whose reality may be totally different from ours. And so, of course, this season, I know about it because, as I said, I live it with my mom. For families, for caregivers, it is a season that brings also stress and exhaustion. And it's all okay to feel overwhelmed. I do sometimes, but do not forget to lean on your own support network. Sometimes allowing yourself moments of rest can help you show up with more patience and love. And if you're listening and you don't have a direct connection to someone with dementia, maybe you can consider how you might support those people who do, whether it is through volunteering, to maybe raising awareness, or simply offering a kind ear to a friend who needs it. So as we go into December and the festivities, because there's a lot coming ahead, let's all make that effort to focus on the present over perfection, the kindness over judgment, and the love over labels. I so really feel that we need love over labels in our society. I see it every single day here in my practice. Love over labels. And this holiday season that is coming, it's a time to honor our connections. So not just the ones that are easy, but also those who require effort and care. Thank you so much for being with me and being with Pete Hill as well. I thank Pete Hill once again for his contribution. And if you found this episode valuable, please share it with someone who might benefit from this conversation, because together we can cultivate that greater understanding and compassion. I do it one conversation at a time, one episode, one show at a time. Until next time, I want you to take good care of yourself and remember that even in the midst of challenges, there's always space for connection, for confidence, for hope. So if you are in need for any guidance, do not hesitate to connect with me at daniela@danielsack.com. But I say bye-bye for now. Until next time.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.